I love riding on an airplane, not only because it gets you there faster, right? But here's what I really love about riding on an airplane. I especially love the longer flights when you're in a flight, you're in a plane that has like the little TV screen on the back of the seat, you know, and you can be engaged watching a movie, you know, passes the time by. It's awesome. But here's what I don't like, and you guys may be able to agree with me to this, or you may love it. I don't know why you would, but you may. So here's what I don't like about plane rides is I'm not a big fan. If you're talking, you shouldn't be. I'm not a big fan when there is a screaming, yelling baby or child on the plane, right? Like, and here's what happened, man. In May, last month, right? Was flying back from Indiana. And it was one of those flights. It wasn't long enough for a movie, so they didn't even have the screens. Not even the ones in the middle that everybody watches, you know? Like, kind of a boring flight, right? But to add to that, there was a screaming, yelling, little bitty child. And here's the thing, man. Kids rock the world. I love kids. But in this case, wasn't a huge fan. And because when there's no TV and everything's boring, the only thing to do is go to sleep. And I am a very, very, I can fall asleep anywhere. Like, I can literally fall asleep right now standing here, right? I won't do that. But I can fall asleep anywhere. And so some people can't sleep on the plane. I can. But I could not fall asleep on the plane because of this yelling, nagging, loud, screaming, crying, insert the word here, kid, right? I just couldn't do it. But here's what occurred to me. What occurred to me about this is exactly the way that God designed for us to be. I mean, think about it. You probably can't think this far back, but think about when you were a little kid and you were screaming and crying and yelling, and the only thing... Now, obviously, when you're an infant, the only thing is that you got to eat, man. You got to get something to eat or you got to sleep. But when you get up, you know, this kid was probably 3 or 4 years old. The only thing that was going to stop him from crying was his mom or his dad, right? That was the only thing. And here's the worst part. He was not with mom and dad on the plane. So literally, I'm talking, it didn't stop until we got off the plane into the airport of Atlanta, Hartsfield Jackson Airport, and I had a migraine headache, okay? But here's the thing. We are all, when we are growing up, we are dependent on someone else. We are all dependent on our parents. We're dependent on our moms, our dads, guardian, whoever it is that you live with, right? We're dependent on them. And what tends to happen is as we get older, we get more independent. We get more independent. Because here's what happens. What happens is we get to a place where, one, we think we know more than our parents, right? We think we know more than they do, where we don't need anyone else's help, and where we can handle things on our own. Like for me, if I had a dollar for every time I just thought to myself, oh yeah, I can handle it on my own, I'd be a rich man, be awesome. But that's not the way it works. But see, that's kind of what happens is we have to shift in when we're young to when we get older from being dependent to being independent. And what I want to challenge us to think about tonight is that that's not the way God designed it to be. As a matter of fact, the way God designed it to be is for us to kind of stay in the realm, if you will, of dependence. Now, tonight, the movie that I want to show you is one of my favorites. When I show you this clip, you're immediately going to know what movie it is. And the reason why I want to show this clip to you is just because it makes me laugh every time I watch it. All right, so did you guys hear at the very end when he squealed? Did you hear him kind of squeal, kind of screech a little bit, right? Dude, that's like painful to watch, but it's really funny because Loki's a bad guy. and that happened. So I love that clip, and probably broke every bone in his body, probably should have died, but hey, he's a superhero. Superheroes never die, right? So, no, but here's what happens. What happens in this movie is that we see a team. We see a team of superheroes, right? We see a team of superheroes who each have something very significant. They each have something very significant to offer the world. They each have a superpower. You know, you got Captain America, who's legit. He's got his shield that can do anything. It's like a boomerang. You got Tony Stark, Iron Man. I don't need to say anymore. He's just the man. You got Hulk that is just a smasher, right? Then you've got, what's the girl's name? You've got the Black Widow, okay? Stay with me, though, guys. Stay with me. Remember, man, when you're talking, you can't be listening. When you're talking, you can't be listening. I know it's fun to talk about movies. We're not here to talk right now. I need you to listen. But you've got this team of superheroes, right? And the problem is that each of them have something significant to offer, but they want to be dependent on their own power. So, like, Iron Man is just this super pompous, like, boasting guy that just thinks he can do everything on his own, right? Captain America kind of has the same problem. Hulk is just kind of confused, doesn't even want to be there. But they, all of them, right, somewhere deep inside of them, they think this thought. They think the world depends on me. What I do or don't do depends on me. And so they struggle with this idea of being independent, on their own, doing their own thing, living in their own world. I want you to see this happen. I want you to see this happen. So I'm going to play a quick clip, actually about a 1 minute clip. And here's what happens is they kind of come to the end and Hulk makes this statement that is so true that they're supposed to be coming together and fighting as a team and winning the battle, right? But instead what happens is they become more like a ticking time bomb. So I want you to watch this, and I want you to think about the independent versus dependent thing. Check it out. All right, a little too long, but here's the point. Here's the point. Did you catch what Bruce Banner, who's also the Hulk, what he said? He said, "We're not a team. We are a time bomb." What you see in this movie, right? Now it gets better, but what you see in this movie, what happens is that instead of these guys realizing, instead of them realizing that they could work together, going from independent, being on their own, doing their own thing, to instead being dependent on one another, they chose to argue and fight. And what happened is, originally it affected the world, but it got better. But the whole point of it is that sometimes you and I, we struggle with the same exact thing. Sometimes you and I, we face the very same thing, and it's very, very dangerous when we do that. Now, to be fair to you guys, it's very true that the world would like us to believe in the message of, yeah, man, just focus on you. Focus on your independence. Do things on your own. You can do it if you just try your very best. And while some of those messages have good intentions, they don't have the best intentions. And that's kind of where I want to go tonight, is I want to talk about something that is good versus best. Now, it's always good for you to do your very best. It's always good for you to try as hard as you can. It is. Not saying that it's not. But what I want you to see is that the best intentions are what Jesus spoke to in John chapter 15. Now, if you have a Bible, you can open up it. If you don't, it's going to come on the screen. John chapter 15, I want to read a passage with you, to you, and I just want to break it down and give you some thoughts and we'll be done. Jesus said it like this in John 15. He said, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. Now, what I want you guys to do is I want you to picture, if you can, in your imagination, picture a huge oak tree, right? Or whatever kind of tree you like, a peach tree, right? Picture a tree. What Jesus would do is he would take an everyday object, an everyday picture, an everyday thing that everyone could identify with. They'd know what he was talking about, and he would give them a lesson based on that thing. And that's exactly what he's doing right here. And this time he uses a tree, and he says, I'm the vine, or the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be more fruitful. Now, when Jesus is talking about bearing fruit, he's just basically saying a person who makes good, wise decisions, who's a good person, someone that people like, that think good of themselves, right? Versus a bad tree, right? Or he says, while every branch that does not bear fruit, he will cut it off. But every branch that does bear fruit, he will prune so it will be even more fruitful, so that God can use you even more. The more fruitful you are, the more he can use you, right? Then he says this, he says, you're already clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. And this is what I want to focus on. Remain in me, verse 4, remain in me as I also remain in you. Remain just basically means depend. He's telling the people, depend on me. Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. See, the Avengers thought they could do things on their own. Jesus says, no branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Who's the vine? Jesus. It must remain in the vine. Jesus is the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. Then he says this. He says, I'm the vine. Jesus, I'm the vine. You are the branches. Jesus is the vine. We're the branches. If you remain in me and I remain in you, then you will bear much fruit. But apart from me, you can do nothing. Apart from me, you can do nothing. So here's the whole point. In the world, we hear a mixed message. We hear the message of just be independent. Just do your own thing, man. You're in it for yourself, which is exactly the message that all of the Avengers were living by. And what Jesus is saying, what Jesus is telling us tonight, is he's saying, no. You're not supposed to be independent. Instead, you are to be dependent on me. You are to remain in me, and I will remain in you. The bottom line is that we can't bear fruit if we don't depend on God. Did you catch that last passage? He said, apart from me, you can do nothing. If you and I, if we don't want to be a branch on the tree that is cut off, then we have to depend on God. We have to depend on Jesus Christ. If you're taking notes, or even if you're not, I want to give you a thought. The bottom line tonight is dependence brings victory. That's the ultimate truth of tonight. Dependence brings with it victory. And that's exactly what the Avengers learned. They learned that, yes, each of them had something to offer, but when they decided to depend on one another and to use each other's powers together, then victory would ultimately happen. Check this out. Last clip. Yeah, that was awesome. Dependence brings victory. See, what happened when they started to work together, what you'll find is that they defeated the enemy. That they, if they would fight together, they could accomplish, right, what they couldn't accomplish by themselves. Iron Man could not have done that on his own. Neither could have Captain America. They needed each other. And so instead of being independent on their own superpower, they had to learn to depend on each other so that they could together fight the enemy and win. And this is huge for us. This is so big for us because the natural instinct and the natural thing that you and I are really are taught to do is to be dependent on our own thing, on our own, in our own strength and in our own way. But Jesus said something completely different. He said, you've got to depend on me. If you want to bear good fruit, if you want to be usable for the kingdom of God, then you've got to depend on me. You've got to remain in me as I will remain in you. And so tonight, maybe a question that you ask is, well, how do I do that? How do I live my life in complete or soul dependence on Jesus? And I think, honestly, there's a couple things that I could give you, but tonight I just want to give you one. And here's something that I want to encourage you to do. Repentance shows dependence. Now, what is repentance? Repentance is simply turning away from sin in your life and turning to God. And here's what we do when we do that. When we choose to turn away from sin and turn towards God with our life, what we're saying is ultimately that we need God. What we're saying ultimately is, God, I know I can't do this on my own. Because every time I try to do it on my own and be independent, I just mess things up. And I need you to help me. I need you to clean out the things that are dark or are cluttered or are dirty. And so the Bible says it like this: if we confess our sins, He, God Himself, He is faithful and just and will forgive us of our sin and purify us from all unrighteousness. See, students, when we come to a place where we say, God, I'm sorry for what I've done, I confess my sin to you, I need your help, What we're ultimately crying out is, we're saying, God, I can't do this on my own. I know that I want to try to do it on my own. I know that I want to try to be a good Christian by myself. I know that I want to try to be independent and figure it out by myself, but I can't. And so, God, I need you. Students, I have been a Christian for 16 years. And if there is one thing that I could tell you that you have to understand, and it's a lifelong journey of understanding this, it's that you need God. It is that we need God. Ultimately, a lot of times, the very first thing that I will say to God in the morning when I'm spending time with Him, when I'm praying, is I will say, God, I need you. And so very practically, this is what I want to invite you to do. Right where you're at, I know it's a distraction, but bow your heads and close your eyes. This is what I want to challenge you to do. If it's three words or 30, I want to challenge you right where you're at, only if you mean it. If you don't feel this way, that's okay. I think at some point you will get to this point. But if you don't feel this way, don't feel led to pray it. But if you do, if you agree with what I'm saying, I want you to just cry out to God. Not out loud, but just in your mind, in your heart, and just say, I need you. Tell Him silently how much you really need Him. And while you're doing that, this is what you're doing. You are saying, I don't want to be independent. I want to be dependent on you. Lord Jesus, I want to be dependent on you. Lord Jesus, I can't live for you if you're not helping me live for you. Because ultimately in my life, the decision that I'm going to make a selfish decision, and that decision is going to be to live for myself. So if I'm going to walk out of this room and live for you, then I need your help. And I want to encourage you to do that. And so God, all around the room, some of these students are praying that prayer. Some of these students are saying, I need you. God, hear me say, I need you. I desperately need you. And I pray, God, that in our minds, when we get that message mixed up, when we actually start thinking that we don't need you, when we actually start thinking that we can be completely independent, would you bring us back to reality and help us understand our deep, deep need of you? And students, as your heads are bowed and eyes are closed, here's what I know to be true about God. Exactly what the Word says. When we confess our sin, when we repent, when we say, God, I need you, He is faithful. He is faithful. And He is just. And He will forgive you of your sin and purify you from unrighteousness. In other words, you cry out, I need you, He will come. And so, Lord Jesus, as we pray this, as we think about the movement from what the world would say, we know it's countercultural to think, man, we can be completely dependent on you instead of being independent on our own strength. Help us in that area, God. This is something we all struggle with. This is something we will never solve. We constantly need you to help us understand how much we desperately need you. We love you, and we thank you, Jesus, that all we have to do is confess it. And you forgive us, and you cleanse us, and ultimately, you'll use us to bear fruit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.